This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Up and down the hall of Ehrman Elementary, the other teachers lost their places in mid-lesson monologues, and their students quit strategizing about how to improve their positions in the lunchroom line.
That's John Henry Fleming reading from the title piece of his new collection of short stories, Songs for the Deaf. Fleming, a University of South Florida professor of creative writing, is one of the many authors with USF ties appearing alongside such literary heavyweights as R.L. Stine and Carl Hiaasen at the 22nd Annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading this Saturday at the USF St. Petersburg campus. Fleming, who has written a number of books, including the novel The Legend of the Barefoot Mailman, says he uses short stories as a bit of a respite from his longer works.
A lot of times the novels go on for years in the drafting process, and so meanwhile I'm writing a bunch of short stories and it almost feels like it's something I'm doing for fun on the side. I think that comes across in the stories too. I sort of tackle them as entertainment for myself.
He says he'll share the same message with attendees at his festival presentation that he gives students in his USF writing classes. Don't ever give up on your dreams of being an author.
I think over the long haul, it's that dedication that you really need. To stories and songs for the deaf, some of them took me 8 or 9 years to be published, so they accumulated many rejections. But it didn't discourage me. I went back and revised them every time I got rejections and made them better each time. So finally, when they were collected in book form, I was really happy with the final drafts.
I'm 16 and will be 17 this April 19th. No biggie, but it does make me an Aries, and each day I take my fire sign self and act out the complicated role of being a junior at Kennedy High School in Spring Heights, New Jersey.
Vicky Sachery is a first-time author who previously worked for nearly 2 decades as a reporter for the Associated Press and the Tampa Tribune. Now serving as director of special projects at USF, Sachery co-wrote the young adult mystery Jex Malone under the pen name V.C. Stanley. What made the experience more enjoyable was that she did it with her best friend since college, entertainment journalist Cindy Perlman.
We would hatch out ideas for the chapters and plot them out, and one person would sit down and write and send a chapter back to the other one and would do a little rewriting, and we just traded back and forth, and then before we knew it, we had a book. We brought the two parts of our personalities together and our writing styles really in terms of the featurey, fun, clever, witty writing of an entertainment writer with the realistic, gritty, ripped from the headlines, true life, crime elements that I had experienced in my time as a journalist.
Sachery and Perlman, pen name C.L. Gaber, crafted their lead character, 16-year-old Jex Malone, in the girl detective mode of forerunners like Nancy Drew and Trixie Belden.
The premise for our story is Jex is the daughter of a homicide detective who works on cold cases, and she and her friends solve the cases that he can't. And we wanted to tell a story where young women weren't necessarily the victims, but were very much the heroes of bringing justice and solving crimes.
And Sachery says she's glad she's finding out that young readers, both girls and boys, are interested in books like hers and are talking about them online and in social media.
They interact with each other in a digital space. They may be all over the world. But, you know, now it's not just the couple of nerdy kids who happen to like books and trade them back and forth. There's now these huge communities.
Like tuberculosis, asthma was then a fully debilitating disease. It became a constant companion for Bob, who would grow into Robert Pierpoint. He would never outgrow the ailment.
The latest work of Tony Sylvia, professor of journalism and media studies at USF St. Petersburg, is called Robert Pierpoint, A Life at CBS News. It's the first biography of Pierpoint, who overcame health issues to become a reporter who covered 6 presidential administrations, from Eisenhower to Carter.
Found him a fascinating guy because he was a guy who in many ways defied the odds. He had asthma as a child, very debilitating asthma, hardly ever played with other children, couldn't get out of the house, and yet had this yearning to see the world.
Pierpoint eventually did that, first starting his career with CBS News by being selected by Edward R. Murrow to cover the Korean War. 30 years later, Pierpoint reenacted his announcement of the end of combat for the final episode of the CBS TV show MASH.
This is Robert Pierpoint speaking to you from Panmunjom. It's 1 minute before 10 p.m. We can still hear the sound of nearby artillery.
To research the book, Sylvia went through dozens of Pierpoint's notebooks, finding such buried treasures as an entry from the fateful day in 1963 when Pierpoint rode in a press bus in the motorcade when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas.
He wrote 2 gunshots, and that was significant because other people around at the time were saying they thought it was the backfiring of an automobile. And he wrote, "Know their gunshots, familiar." And that was because he knew what gunshots sounded like because he'd been fired upon in Korea.
Sylvia has presented a number of his previous works at the festival. He likes the event because it's open to everyone, no matter what their reading interest is.
Many times, you know, we speak to other journalists, we speak to academics, we speak to a very specialized audience. But this audience is exciting to me because it's the community. It's people who have an interest in the field but aren't in the field.
It's also a chance for authors to check out other writers that they like. Satchery hopes to hear fellow former Tribune writer turned crime novelist Ace Atkins, while Sylvia says he might drop in on R.L. Stine's appearance, solely for nostalgia's sake since his son was a huge fan of the Goosebumps series growing up. For information about the 22nd annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading and to hear more from the authors, check out the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.